This half hour is presented by VIP Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning, and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. The doctors are here from VIP Care. I'm going to introduce them in just a moment, but I want to go ahead and open up the phone lines right away. This is your time to be able to ask questions. It's not so often we get doctors in the house, so it's really exciting that we have Dr. Reed and Dr. Burnett here today. Good morning.
Good morning, Jenna. Good
morning. So 850-437-1620, that's the number. The text lines are open. The phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. And I know that we always have something to talk about today, but today we're going to talk a little bit more about the difference between like maintenance care and sick care.
Correct. Yeah.
And so Dr. Reed, I'll go ahead and let you take over.
Sure, sure. So when you're talking about healthcare in America, it's really focused on sick care. So you shy away from the doctor. You really don't go until your symptoms have reached that critical point of, hey, I need an intervention. But with VIP care, we're a little different. We want to see you when you're well. We want to see you at least 4 times a year, and we want to keep you maintained healthy. And it's all about prevention, you know, making sure that we're up to date on current screening guidelines, you know, for like colon cancer, breast cancer, making sure that you're at or maintaining a healthy weight, that kind of thing. So that's the difference.
And to add on to that, you know, it's also accessibility. So we also open up the schedule and we're available. And so it boils down to, you know, sick today, seen today, we do our very best to get you in on that day. And when you need us most, we're there for you.
That's right. And VIP care, by the way, y'all generally serve the 65 and up age range. And you have several locations, but you have two here in Northwest Florida, correct?
So we actually have four locations.
Four in Northwest Florida. Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Wayne Burnett is here today. Which location
Hello.
Are you at?
I'm over at the Mobile Fairfield Drive right at the crossroads of all humanity in Pensacola. 32505.
You're at like the crossroads of America right
yes.
there. It always seems like something's happening over there. Like, what are you doing over here, guys?
Well, it's fast growing. I think we have the largest group right now, and all four sites are growing quickly, and we're really having a great time. Dr. Scott Blanchard is my colleague over there, and we are bringing on patients all the time. It's a great experience. I often refer to, and I think people really relate, that in that area, we have a food desert there, a healthcare desert, and it's a niche that we're really, you know, fast filling for quality care for our patients.
Excellent. Yeah. And so when you say food and healthcare desert, you mean like there's not a lot
resources
readily available for people?
Yes.
Well, very true. You know, you have the Walmart right catty corner, which is where we're going to be moving to very quickly.
Oh, great.
And later this year. And but there's just nutrition is so very important and part of what we do. And, you know, what you eat is who you are, what you are and is what you eat. And so it's true. People have difficulty accessing good quality food, and it translates into comorbidities and illness. And, you know, so we touch on all types of that's one bastion of our, you know, healthcare model and prevention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when Dr. Burnett said a food desert, what he really means is it's a lack of nutrition in that area.
Well, accessibility to whole food,
exactly.
Whole food and nutritious food.
Because there's a Walmart over there you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I know which area you're talking about,
right.
But there's not really a grocery store in that area.
Right, like we don't have a Bailey's that they were in, I think, North Davis,
right.
Just down the street from us, from our other site. And you know, the affordability, you know, with inflation and you know, and being able to afford food, we try to help our clients also understand the benefits that they have that helps them with their insurance packages of Advantage Care, Medicare Advantage, and the different programs that we have from the insurance companies. And we have a lot of contracts and can meet many needs of our patients, have a lot of benefits that they're not really aware of. It's surprising just how much education we give our clients. And we have fantastic free agents that also independent that help get that access to care. And you know, if they call, look for the number here, 850-517-4646, they can access our office and we can actually help facilitate and direct them to an agent that can help them get signed up in a Medicare Advantage plan.
Yeah, so when you become a patient of VIP care, we're really looking at you at the whole picture. So it's not only your health conditions that we're wanting to address, but we want to make sure that all of your social needs are met as well. So do you have access to food, healthful, nutritious choices? And then do you have a safe place to live? Like, do you have a way of getting to your appointments? Like, those are all things that we do address with our patients.
Yeah, and even though we have a rather youthful group of physicians, I like to boil it down to, you know, as we get older, you know, it boils down to, you know, faith, family, and fiber. And
yeah, right.
So yeah, we're pretty comprehensive.
Those things definitely help keep you running, huh?
right, exactly. At least regular.
That's too funny.
And on time.
Yep, right.
Just to remind everybody, you can go ahead and hop into the conversation, text or call in with a question. We do have people tuning in. They say they're listening right now. One of our listeners said, hey, just a reminder, there is a Grocery Advantage just down the street from y'all. It's by Lillian and New Warrington Road. I know what area that is. It's relatively close, but like you mentioned, a lot of your patients, you have to make sure that they have transportation.
Well, there you go. You hit the nail on the head. You know, if you go have an oasis, but getting there, you know, by journey, you need to have access to transportation. And something that I thought was wonderful is that VIP Care provides services with Uber transportation, Lyft. Don't want to leave anybody out on that, but we help to facilitate that transportation to and from the office for your appointments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's, like I said, when you become a patient of VIP Care, we really want to address all of your issues top down. So healthcare, I think, is the first and foremost, and then making sure that you have those social support, that social support system in place so that you're able to get those resources that you need.
Speaking of, you said just overall social wellness too. Mm-hmm. What about, you know, because as people get older and they can't drive anymore, or just, you know, as life happens, what about like actually socializing? Do you have resources to tap into where, you know, 65 and up, they can mm-hmm. be able to not just get access to transportation, but maybe to like community events or something like that?
Well, Jenna, that kind of falls into, you know, life bodes a question, what's your experience? And, you know, when you have a VIP care experience, it's like family. And we want you to feel that way. It doesn't take a lot of work for us to do that. It comes quite natural to our providers. I really enjoy the organization that we work for, because I've been in corporate medicine before, and this organization truly, genuinely cares about the people that we care for. And, you know, if you look at a person, if you want to know about a person, you know, you look at their children and you say, that's an element of that person. And, you know, the way this organization takes care of their physicians and their staff really translates into the patient care. We're happy to be there for them.
Yeah, to kind of like run off of that, mm-hmm. I think what your question, Jenna, was, is do we offer like programs, or do we offer education for our patients? And yes, we do. COVID changed that, you know, so we used to have like doc talks where, you know, we'd open up our clinics after hours and just have people come in and either do like a group presentation, like what is diabetes? How do you get it controlled? There's another location that's a little south of here in Claremont, and they used to do Zumba with their patients. So we're trying to address that social aspect, mm-hmm. and COVID has changed how we are able to execute it, but ultimately that's what our end game is.
Yes, and obviously you just brought up an excellent point that COVID has changed everything, the way we look at everything, and now we have the Delta variant, and it's starting to mm-hmm. really like, okay, what are we doing now? Mm-hmm. But public transportation, which was normal 2 years ago, and you had like, I believe it was like the senior community center. Mm-hmm. I can see what it looks like on the side of the bus in my brain, but I can't get the words out. Mm-hmm. But I remember them driving around and being able to pick up senior citizens to mm-hmm. take them to the center where they had Zumba, they had bridge and other fun things to do. Because they're still able to live independently, mm-hmm. like you mentioned, but they need that transportation to be able to still enjoy that lifestyle, because when you're secluded, that mm-hmm. is a really slippery slope.
Yeah, and a lot of our patients that are 65 and up, they do have those comorbidities that preclude them from driving safely. So they either don't have their driver's license or they do, and they choose not to drive because it's not safe. Mm. And so it's about offering them those options like, public transportation can get you there. But if you are reliant on a cane, a walker, or an ECV, so an electric conveyance vehicle, you might not be able to partake in public transportation, but we can find you different ways to get that taken care of. So like Escambia County has their
RTA.
Maybe it's RTA, but they have a bus that is specific, for persons that have those
special needs
and also those mobility devices, and it's not on the traditional public transport system.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Excellent. Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with Dr. Burnett, right?
Where the good news is here today.
I like that your scrubs are purple, by the way. It's just so vibrant and
yes.
Ready for a Monday.
Absolutely.
And Dr. Reed is here, too. They're here to answer your questions. We do have one coming in right now. Let me read it as I get closer because I'm needing some reading glasses these days. High blood pressure. That's the first sentence. What do you recommend diet-wise in maintaining high blood pressure on top of using my medication?
Okay, so I'll take that one. So when it comes to my patients, I always counsel them that, there's three main pillars of health. So sleep, diet, and exercise. And so diet, when it comes to controlling your high blood pressure, there's the DASH diet, which is the dietary approaches to stop hypertension. Really, it focuses on whole fruits and vegetables, limited sodium, and just eating your nutrition that way. But there's also the Mediterranean diet as well. Both of those have been shown to decrease your comorbidities, your risk of developing comorbidities, and also controlling your medical conditions as well.
And that's the thing, when you're eating whole food, you're getting your antioxidants, you're getting all the nutritional value. I guide people on all the broad strokes and, basically nutrient dense, caloric poor. So if it looks like food, it probably is, but when you go to the fair and you get that cotton candy, well, it's kind of light, but it's rich on the calories.
So when I tell patients when they're going to the grocery store, like, hey, when you get there, really shop the periphery, stay out of the aisles.
There you go.
You want to get things that are whole foods. So anything that comes in a box, a bag, a can, or the drive through, you need to limit in your diet.
Because it's also high in sodium, which you don't want when you have hypertension.
Well, not only, the sodium definitely correlates to the hypertension and getting that under control, but also there's a lot of preservatives in those foods. So overall, not great for health when you're primarily eating that in your diet.
And a better for that is weight management. It's not, you can lose weight in one day if you just go on a air pudding diet, but and eat nothing. But it's all about a lifetime pursuit, which is weight management. And that boils down to selections, portions, and timing. And I had a lovely lady, I think she's 74 now, and Tony told me she was a CoverGirl model. And CoverGirls only eat from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., so there you go. There's some guidelines there.
Right?
Yeah.
I've heard that. First of all, listen, that she probably looks good, let me just say. And second of all, I've heard that
intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting can be really good because your body is meant to digest and have time before you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. I call it like diurnal dieting. You've got an AM, you got a PM, you got a nighttime, you just sleep. And since they invented the light bulb, that kind of went out the window. But shift workers and all that. But balance is wellness. And the AM when you're supposed to be eating, and don't eat after 7 PM, that's really too late. Or if you need to, pick a whole food, an apple goes a long way, that it keeps you away from. But we want you at our office. We want you to see the doctor.
Right.
And be healthy.
And that's a part of the VIP care package, right?
Yes.
And again, we have a couple more questions coming in.
Bring it on.
Just shopping like the perimeter of the grocery store, you're talking first go visit the produce aisle, really make your basket colorful. So when one of your patients comes in and gets to spend that time with you, which again at VIP care, you get you don't just get the run of the mill. You're in, you know, take a look at it. I do have a question. This is my personal wondering, mm-hmm. because having gone for my checkups lately, they're not looking in my mouth anymore. At all. Okay. They're not making me take my mask off. I'm telling you, every single time, they don't look at anything under my mask. They don't get too close to look at me. So are y'all still getting up and close, even if they're wearing a mask for a little bit? You're probably wearing yours.
Yeah, no, of course. So in the clinic, the provider is always going to wear the mask, and any of the healthcare providers are going to wear masks. But part of the comprehensive physical exam is assessing dental hygiene.
Very important.
Very important. Actually, there are studies that link poor oral hygiene with overall poor health.
So, cardiovascular health.
Exactly. Yeah. So
really, what is the correlation there?
Well, the bacteria in your mouth can seed into your circulation, and then it seems to have an intimate relation with your coronary arteries, causing atherosclerosis or scarring of the artery and plaque formation, and the end road there is coronary artery disease.
Yeah.
Don't want a heart attack. So
you really want to open up your mouth and get it.
You
let
do.
Them get
you
want
to say, oh, when a doctor comes close to you with a mask on and a light and says, oh, don't be ashamed or afraid to do so. Dental health is huge. It's mm-hmm. very important. In our population, even here in the Panhandle, there's a lot of dental issues. You know, probably lifestyle is the biggest impact on that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Amy?
And I agree. And then another benefit with the Medicare Advantage plans that we take, it does include dental. So I'm all about Medicare Advantage plans because it's totally away. It comes away from the traditional medical insurance plans where it does focus on the entire individual. And so I like that it offers a way for seniors to get exercise benefits and also mm-hmm. dental benefits and transportation. So,
well, and vision care too.
And vision, yeah.
You know, so Jenna, you're saying your vision's going there a little bit. So there's a Medicare Advantage plan in the future for you.
I might need to tap into that.
Right.
I know. I'm like, I hit 35. I'm like, oh man, I got to get closer to this computer. Okay. Hey, 850-437-1620. We have about 7 minutes left with our doctors from VIP Care, and people are chiming in. They are loving the topic of talking about food and fasting, intermittent fasting, what to eat, mm-hmm. what not to eat, when to eat. Everybody's kind of like giving their opinion. I think I should eat a big breakfast. What about eating a bigger lunch? Should we always eat a smaller dinner? Lots of things like that. But this one sparked my attention. How do Medicare regular patients pay for VIP care?
Well, regular Medicare, and the whole thing that spawned this Medicare Advantage plan evolution, and this isn't your mom and dad's Medicare any longer, no more. It's a brand new Medicare on the horizon, and this old system was actually had limited controls, limited cost controls, and also was basically not regulated. And you need to have some form of organization and, pursue and focus on the delivery of care. If you're just run amok and you're ordering tests that are not necessary, it's a waste. And it's actually potentially harmful to the patient.
Exactly. So not only is it more cost benefit, there's more cost benefit of a Medicare Advantage plan, mm-hmm. but there's better patient outcomes when you have a quarterback like your primary care provider who's able to know exactly what's going on. And so, yeah, a cardiologist might know exactly what's going on with your heart, but and the pulmonologist might know exactly what's going on with the lungs, but your primary care provider can, like I said, synthesize that and make it make sense to the patient.
Yeah, so it really, really facilitates the provider and empowers the patient. And I feel like we're really well poised as primary care physicians to provide that care and to provide that organization for the Medicare structure that is inevitable. The old Medicare will be, folks will be grandfathered in, but that's fast fading away, and in the future it'll only be Medicare Advantage. Mm-hmm. The issue came up about network and physicians and network and accessibility, and VIP Care has contracts with all the major players, and we have accessibility available for those patients. I've had many patients, and I came from a concierge model for about 12 years around my own solo practice, And, you know, I've had about, I think, almost 30 patients come over with me, and they are enjoying the cost benefits and savings that they're experiencing, and they got to keep their doctor, too.
That's true. Hey, so real quick then, can people call? I believe I've asked you this before. Can people call VIP Care and then get some information about how to switch over to Medicare Advantage?
Yeah.
Is so that okay?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure if your plan is covered, if you're not sure if your plan is accepted, just give us a call. The number is 850-517-4646. And if you don't like your plan, we might be able to steer you to an independent broker where you can discuss multiple plans. So like Dr. Burnett was saying, we don't have exclusion criteria for any of the hospitals, but when it comes to the insurance that we take, it's Medicare Advantage, but we're willing to talk to anybody.
Yeah, I ride for the Jesus brand, but I work for my patient.
Amen to that. I love that. Hey, here's a funny question. I love this. It's
okay.
About 9:26, just shy of 9:27 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Dr. Burnett and Dr. Reed are here. Eggs, what's the deal? Are they healthy or not? This is hilarious because somebody is actually texting at the same time. I love eggs.
I love eggs too.
Yeah, I know. I love eggs.
Yeah, the best source of choline, second to
B12.
Actually, liver is second to eggs for choline. Got to have choline. It's what makes your muscles work after your nerves twitch, your muscles work. And yeah, that's a
And it's good for your liver. It's
good
overall
for everything.
For your brain. Oh. I mean, I take it also in a supplement. So.
It's whole food.
even cardiovascular health, it benefits from egg consumption. Yes. That being said, everything in moderation. So if you're eating a dozen eggs every single day, maybe not so healthy.
Oh my word. I think of the scene in Beauty and the Beast where he's throwing the raw eggs back.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
Right.
No, I love that. And what's your favorite way then to eat eggs?
Oh, I love scrambled.
Scrambled?
Yeah. Always. All kinds of ways.
It's
yes.
So
I
funny.
Love eggs.
I'm a hard boiled girl because then I can carry them around with me. They just don't smell so great. That's what I'm going to say. Excellent. Hey, we're talking sick care versus preventative care today. Everything from what really is, Dr. Reed, you called the three tiers of your health.
Mm-hmm.
So you discussed sleep, number one.
And then nutrition. Mm-hmm. And then exercise.
Exercise.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, with VIP care, if somebody comes in and they're not hitting all those three tiers, you're going to help all around be able to get them back on track and successful. And that was my other question too, is with sleep, if somebody is having a lot of issues with sleep as well, it might be something more deeper rooted. And you also offer something very special that's not popular in the area, and I want to give you a chance in the last minute to tell everybody.
Yeah, so I offer auricular acupuncture for our patients. It's a little different from a lot of our providers in this area, so it's using points on the ear to address multiple medical conditions. So pain is the one that I use most likely with my patients, but also we can do anxiety, depression, insomnia, nausea even. So I have a couple of patients with diabetes, and they have gastroparesis and have chronic nausea. And so we do the auricular acupuncture for them, and they said it's life-changing. So
yeah, that's what we love to hear, life-changing. That's what VIP Care is doing. One last question real quick. We have a little less than a minute left. With a large military retirement community, does VIP Care accept or is thinking about accepting TRICARE for life?
Unfortunately, not TRICARE for life, but with TRICARE for life, you can also get your a Medicare Advantage plan. It depends on what is right for you. I implore people to talk to independent brokers, not insurance company or insurance company salesmen that are just wanting to pitch their product to find something that's best for them.
Excellent.
And so how does it work? Does the Medicare Advantage plan become the secondary? Or?
Oh, it always does. So,
yeah.
So background for me, I was military, and TRICARE is what we took, and then Medicare became primary as soon as the patient hit 65.
Wow. Man, we covered a lot of ground today. We're out of time.
Yeah.
Hey, 850-517-4646.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
or vipcare.com.
Good
to see you guys.
That was great.
Yeah.
I'll
see you
Jenna.
Next week. You guys have a great day. Hey, stay tuned. We've got a Fox News and a local news update.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. Gun violence will be the focus when President Biden